A Homer police officer had a pair of handguns stolen from his private vehicle Monday night. The unidentified officer apparently left the weapons, both 40 caliber Glock semi-automatic pistols, in a bag inside the vehicle. The chief of the Homer Police Department is remaining tight-lipped on details of the theft, but is asking for help in locating the stolen weapons. KBBI's Aaron Selbig has more.
There's a lot of information about the crime that Homer Police Chief Mark Roble just isn't willing to divulge, such as the identity of the officer involved, what possible disciplinary action might be taken against him, and whether police have any leads in the case. What Roble did say was that any help from the public in solving the crime would be greatly appreciated.
Please be on the lookout for anything that looks like this police equipment. We're taking this matter very seriously. The theft of police weapons is a serious matter. This is a felony offense. We are very concerned about these weapons and what they could possibly be used for.
What is known is that sometime between the hours of 9 p.m. Monday evening and 7:30 a.m. Tuesday morning, a bag containing the officer's equipment, including the two handguns, the officer's badge, a Motorola portable radio, a can of pepper spray, a pair of handcuffs, and a silver iPod Nano, were stolen from the vehicle. Roble would not say whether the vehicle was locked at the time or where it was parked, other than it was inside the Homer city limits. When Roble found out about the crime Tuesday morning, he contacted law enforcement agencies all over Alaska.
They're just asked to be on the lookout for these weapons. Be aware that they're missing. They've been provided the serial numbers and the information that went out to the public.
The Homer Police Department staffs 11 officers, including Roble. Officer Stacy Luck has been assigned to investigate the case. In Homer, I'm Aaron Selbig.